Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. It's your girl, Nikki Rich, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. We want to welcome you here today. It's Celebrity Tuesdays. We got a special treat for you guys. But first off, I want to get to know you, and I want you to get to know me. I want everybody to go to your social media right now. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Miss Nikki Rich. If you go to at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, I will follow you right back. To all the listeners out there, we are a syndicated network, which is syndicated on several different networks, which is College Underground Radio, TuneIn Radio. You can also find us on iTunes Podcast, Spreaker Radio, ThisIs50.com, and now Power 104 FM, and we're excited about that. You can check us out on Power 104 FM on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can log on to TheNikkiRichShow.com for all updates and more. But we're going to go ahead and get this show started, but we're going to take a quick break, and right now we're going to go to Nico and Vince. Am I wrong?
They all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong? Woo! Thinking that we could be something for real. Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just
I'm wrong. Sorry about that, you guys. Got disconnected. I tell you, it's a lot of callers calling in right now. Much love to everybody that's rocking out with the Nikki Rich Show. But right now we're going to go to some music. We got Jason Derulo, Wiggle, featuring Snoop.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Patty cake, patty cake with no hands. Got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Cadillac, Cadillac, pop that trunk. Let's take a shot, alley-oop that dunk. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Shake it, shake it, girl.
Just a little bit
of. Little, 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 wiggle.
Shake what your mama gave you. Misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do? Taste my raindrops cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it. Overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been. Can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby.
Bright future behind you.
Welcome to Talking with Empress Nick. We're broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina on the Nicki Rich Show. I am your host, Empress Nick, your favorite radio girl. If this is your first time tuning in, I want to thank you for listening. This show is all about inspiring people to pursue their dreams, finding their passions, and discovering their purpose. And a major part of my movement, including my social media, which if you follow me on Instagram, Talking with Empress Nick, I try to post daily motivational and inspiring quotes to kind of get you, you know, motivated and inspired through your day. In the event planning that I do here in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's all about the same thing. I host seminars and workshops about, you know, just inspiring people and spotlighting entrepreneurs. And again, on this radio show, that's my main movement here is to spotlight passionate entrepreneurs and business women. And my goal in doing that is for you to hear a story or learn a business tip that you can use on your path to success. And I believe networking is a major, major key to a successful business. So I want to serve as a platform for you to network and bring awareness to your brand. Here on the Nicki Rich Show, we have over 500,000 listeners, and our show is syndicated on 7 different networks. So that's big. That's major. That's a lot of exposure. So if you have a business or a product that can benefit from that type of exposure, let's network. If you're an artist, you have music, I need drops here on the show. We have music that we can play here. You know, you can get a radio play. You can have on-air interviews for whatever your brand is. If you're a writer and you want to, you know, bring exposure to your book, we can do that as well. So, again, let me network with me. My email is NicoleBanks@EmpressNick.com. I'm offering weekly and monthly packages. Like I said, it's tailored towards entrepreneurs, so it's very affordable. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'm on social media. My Facebook is Nicole Banks. My Twitter is Empress Nick, and my Instagram is Talking with Empress Nick. Again, you're listening to Talking with Empress Nick on the Nicki Rich Show Network. Our call-in number is 323-580-5749. It's Celebrity Tuesday, so we have a great show lined up for you guys. I'm excited about it. I hope everybody's feeling motivated and inspired. Hope y'all had a great weekend. We're going to take a really quick music break, and we'll be right back with the show.
Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today. Browse the hottest sources on the web for trending styles posted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Best Dudes. All from the Best Dudes app on your mobile device. Stay up on the latest beauty industry news and salon resources. Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today.
never met nobody that'll do you how I do you. That'll bring you to your knees, praise Jesus, hallelujah. I'll make you beg for it, plead for it, till you feel like you breathe for it, till you do any and everything for it. I want you to feed for it, wake up and dream for it, till it's got you guessing forever and you leave for it, till they have a kiss and a check on your mind and it's nothing but me. On it,
on it, on it.
Now it's me time, believe that. If it's yours and you want it, I want it, promise I need that. Till I'm everywhere that you be at, I can't fall back or quit. Cause this is a fatal attraction, so I take it all or I don't want shit.
You used to be thirsty for me,
right?
But now you wanna be set free. This is the web, web that you weave. So baby, now rest in peace.
So over with now.
I'm gonna love you until you hate me.
Right.
If you're just tuning in, this is Talking with Empress Nick. I'm your host, Empress Nick. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. How's everybody doing? I hope y'all had a good weekend. I know I did. I went to a book launch and empowerment conference for Lily May. She's an Atlanta publicist, and she has a book out now called Glambitious, and it's the title of the book is Living Vicariously Through You, and it's a really, really good read. So she had a Charlotte stop. She had an Atlanta stop, and then she had a Charlotte stop, and so I was one of the partners, and I was very, very honored to be a partner. It was amazing, amazing event. I like going to those type of things. It falls in line with, you know, what I like to do and also the events that I put on. So it was really, really good, and I think it's really, really important to attend events like that. It kind of reignites, you know, your passion when you hear people talking about their story and, you know, how they made it, how they started at the bottom, and, you know, now that they're successful. I know day-to-day can get, you know, you kind of forget. You kind of forget the things that you want to do. You just worrying about providing and stuff like that. So it's always good to go to things like that to refresh yourself, to remind yourself that, you know, you do have a passion, you do have a dream, and, you know, it's always good to be around people that are focused and have drive and, you know, are hungry for the same things that you are, if not more. You know, I believe that you should always be in a room with people that have more experience than you, more knowledge than you. You're never too old to learn, you know. And when you go to those things and you're surrounded by those type of people, you can see that, you know, the things are attainable. You know what I mean? It really is attainable. You can do the things that you want to do. It's all about just focusing and being aware that it is possible for you to do those things. So that was really, really good. I really enjoyed myself. One of the quotes, there was a whole lot of quotes, but one of the major quotes that stood out for me was, go as far as you can see, and then you'll be able to see further. And another thing that they said was, you know, start where you are. Start wherever you are with whatever you have, and you can go on from there. So I think we have a caller on the line. We're going to go to the lines right now. 216 number, call us. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hey, it's Skittles.
Hey, Miss Skittles, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. A few of my callers, may be familiar with you, but if they're not, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Skittles, the CEO of Cupcake Mafia.
Cupcake Mafia, and that is like a popular T-shirt line. But it's much, much more than that. Go ahead and give us a background. Give us your history and the background of your brand.
So originally I started as a female artist, and basically my goal as a female artist, of course, was to do amazing music, but was to unite the world together one girl at a time. So if it was through my music or if it was through, you know, fashion design, which I have a degree in, that was just the ultimate goal, and that is what I wanted to do. So I just felt like I kind of had gotten to a part where I was moving all around and I had lost my passion for music, and I just transferred it into fashion, and that's where it left me. So where I started Cupcake Mafia 3 years ago with just $300, that was the initial startup. And from there, we are now in tons of stores all over the world, and we now have our own store located in Atlanta.
Yes, and actually I attended your grand opening, so congratulations. I attended the grand opening of the flagship store down there.
Thank you so much.
And I loved it. It was, how would you describe Cupcake Mafia? Because to me, it's like, it's really cutesy, but then it's kind of edgy, too.
So Cupcake Mafia, we call it sweet and street. So it's the type, Cupcake Mafia girls are the type of girls that never accept no for an answer. And they're, you know, they'll be sweet and they'll let you pass, but they're not going to accept no for an answer. And, you know, if you do us wrong, then you might get a batch of cupcakes in the mail, and, you know, it might not allow you to wake up the next day. So,
they might not,
I mean, that's what
Cupcake
Mafia girls are. Right, so don't
cool,
piss us off.
Cool. And so that's actually something I didn't know about you, that you were a rapper. Now, I know you have the brand and everything going now, but would you still do that? Would you ever consider doing music again?
Probably not. I feel like every artist comes to their timeline end, and I feel like if you're at a certain age or and you haven't made it there yet, then I think you should, you know, move on. I think that there is a time limit when it comes to music. No one wants to see, you know, a 50-year-old up-and-coming artist, not a rapper at that. So I just feel like it's a time limit when it is there. And I started rapping when I was, like, 13 years old. I was on tour when I was 13 years old. And I toured the world, you know, up until I was 23 years old. So I felt like I've done that. I've conquered that. You know, I made tons of money doing it. I love doing it. But now it's time for me to reach out to other artists. And I'm working with an artist now, another female artist now by the name of Crown Bella. And she has a really good following. And, you know, I'm just helping her embark on her new journey. So that is my interest. It's still bringing girls together and even artists together, but not an artist as myself. I would love to host mixtapes and mixtape release parties, but none of my own.
None of your own. Okay. Now, you still like rap music, right? If I was to listen to you, if we were to, like, open up your playlist right now, what 5 songs would we see?
if you were to open up my playlist right now, the top 5 songs you would see would probably be Beyonce Flawless Remix, Janae Aiko, The Worst.
Yeah.
Let me think. Top 5 songs. I just listen
give
to
me
whatever
three.
It is. So definitely Flawless. I've been listening to that a lot. And Janae Aiko, I love her. And it's funny, but I listen to a lot of John Legend. So I guess that's bad. But you know what? I definitely became a Young Thug fan. So I like his music. I don't understand anything that he says in any of the songs whatsoever, but I like the mystery in the music.
Yeah, the beat, right? The beat gets us a lot too, though.
Yeah, the beat and the sound effects, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you have, Cupcake Mafia going on. You have, like you said, you have an artist that you have, that you're working with, but you also wrote a book. You're also an author.
Yes,
and so I read
I'm
that
new
book.
Author.
It's a really good, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just reiterating it. I am a new author, yes.
And the book is actually a really good rags-to-riches story, but it says it's a novel. So was that loosely based on your life?
Yes. So the reason I did it as a novel is because I feel like I'm not at the end of my journey yet. I feel like it's so much more in store for me and for my business and for everything that I'm doing. I didn't want to write it. I don't think that I'm old enough or have lived long enough to write, a biography or autobiography or any of that. So I wanted to do it as a novel. So one, my family members that are still alive and walking are in the book, and, you know, they don't feel any shame or, you know, they don't, yeah, I kind of wanted to keep it a mystery, but it's 100% about my life. Yeah, it's 100%.
Okay, good. And like I said, it was a really good read. It was a great rags-to-riches story. For those that aren't aware of it, tell us the name of the book and where you can get it from.
The name of the book is The Icing on Top Isn't Always Sweet, and it's available pretty much where all books are sold, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's pretty much everywhere. It's on Prime, everywhere. You can just Google it. It's everywhere books are sold, pretty much.
Okay, and so you're still young. You have your brand, though, which is a pretty big accomplishment for your age, for being so young. Did you go the 9-to-5 route? Or did you always know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
I did know that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I can't say that I didn't work a 9-to-5, which I did. I was fortunate enough to be blessed to do everything that I wanted to do. So, you know, my parents growing up, my godparents, they didn't even believe in me working. They believed in me going to school and going to college and doing my music and doing what I was passionate about, which is why I'm so thankful for my godparents being in my life, because, you know, they didn't force me to get a job or say, oh, you can't buy the nice things you want until you get a job. They allowed me to, you know, still live up under their household, live in their household and fulfill my dream without getting a job. But when I started college, I started working at a retail store. And, of course, with college and me doing music 24/7, it wasn't possible. But once I moved to New York, and I took up a lot of internships, but once I moved to New York, I got a full-time job at Topshop, where I was the head stylist there, and that was amazing. Like, that was just a blessing in itself. And from there, I went on tour with the artist, and then I came back and bought into a store partnership. And then from there, I decided to, you know, go ahead and move forward with starting Cupcake Mafia. So I really didn't have much 9-to-5 experience prior to starting my business.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you've had that drive, though, from a young age, which is really, really good. What would you say was your inspiration for creating Cupcake Mafia?
My inspiration was creating – so the original idea about Cupcake Mafia was to unite female artists together. So you know how when you go to a female – or you're at a concert and it's always, like, beef between female artists – or there's always some type of controversy. So I wanted to be the opposite. I wanted to be the female artist that everybody worked with and everybody was cool with. Like, it wasn't any problems. You know, I wanted to stay in my own lane, create my own lane. So when I noticed that other people from other genres of life were reaching out to me, maybe doctors and, you know, lawyers and different artists were like, oh, well, we want to be a part of Cupcake Mafia, but we don't do music. So I thought the universal language would be to unite girls together with clothing, because as we all know, girls going to shop no matter what's going on in their life. So, you know, it's worked thus far, and, you know, that's exactly what me and my team do every day, is just try to unite girls together, you know, by clothing and by our also, you know, with philanthropy, by giving 20% back to breast cancer.
Okay, good. I didn't know that part, so that's really, really good to know. And so you started off, it started off as an online business, right?
It started off online, then it grew to wholesale, and now it grew to, you know, our own store.
Okay. And what would you say is like the biggest, like what's the biggest challenge between, because I'm sure it was still challenging running an online business, but what's the biggest challenge between that and having an actual storefront?
I think the biggest challenge I would say is people not being able to try on the clothing and people mm-hmm. not knowing if that clothing is for them. We shoot a lot in our photo studio because some I feel like if a clothing item isn't shot a certain way, then people won't buy it. So we have to make sure our photography is all the way on point to make sure, you know, each person can see the item and say, oh, I want it. I would definitely wear that no matter what
right.
culture you're from, no matter, you know, what size you are, no matter what type of style you have. That's pretty much the most important part when it comes to online business. And definitely shipping out and just, of course, online ethics, making sure the orders are shipped on time, making sure if you have a return that it's properly done, you know, just the normal things is, of course, every day, especially because we ship so many packages on an everyday basis. We have to do, you know, ethical business.
Right. I'm sure customer service is like a really, really big thing.
Yes, absolutely. Customer service is like the first thing.
Okay. And so there's a million clothing boutiques out now. So how do you, in this market, how do you brand yourself differently? Like what makes your brand different?
I think our style just makes us different. The fact that we, you know, have clothing for everyone and it's sweet and street, I think that's what makes us different. It's not, and it's organic. Everything that we create, we design ourselves. We don't, like, sell anybody else's stuff. It's stuff that
mm-hmm.
you can't get anywhere else. It's our own personal individuality within my whole team. Every item we develop, you will see a part of somebody self-expression from our team in that product. So whether it's our graphic designer's touch, whether it's my influence, whether it's, you know, our wholesale rep saying, oh, no, it can't sell that way. It needs to have zippers or anything. So each thing has a exclusive input from our whole staff in it.
Okay, so even though it's a major brand, it still has, like, that personal touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. And you've already had a lot of success with it, but where do you see the brand going in 5 years?
The brand growing in 5 years, I definitely can see us building more collaborations. Cupcake Mafia is pretty much known for our amazing collaborations. We have a collaboration that is pretty much sold out now with Sprayground. We have a collaboration with Jeffrey Campbell that's in the works and that'll be dropping soon. We've done a collaboration with Monster Headphones and we're planning on releasing more headphones, and we're also in the middle of like a sneaker deal. So definitely more collaborations. I plan on opening more stores within the next 5 years and just building a huge franchise for everyone to grow.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. But like I said, I'm not surprised by that because, you know, as I said in the beginning, it seems like you're very driven and you're very motivated. So I can see all of that happening for you. And with all of that being said, do you have, I think it's very important to have mentors or people that, you know, inspire you. Do you have any mentors or people that you looked up to or, you know, still looking up to as you're running your business?
So my biggest mentor is definitely Jeffrey Campbell. He's been mentoring me since I started Cupcake Mafia when it was literally just an idea, when I had this crazy T-shirt design that he laughed at and was like, really, you're selling these things? So he's definitely been my mentor, like, along the way. I can go to him for anything. No matter what countries he's in, I can call him and he'll answer and he'll be like, no, don't ever do that. Don't do this, you know, and he keeps it real. And I really love him for his genuine, you know, advice. So that's definitely one of my mentors, and I have a lot of other ones that I confide in, but he's definitely the one that I go to the most.
Right, right. And if you, let's say you had a mentor, or if you have a mentee, let me ask you this, what's the best piece of advice so far that you've gotten in running your business, or just life in general?
The best piece of advice I got, the best piece of advice I got was recently when I went to a conference, and I didn't realize that I was going to be the only African-American person there, nor did I realize I was going to be the only female there. And I was so nervous, but everybody ended up being very, very nice and very kind. And the information that I took from that meeting was two things. Never accept no for an answer. And the second thing was, everyone on Forbes list doesn't sign autographs. That let me know that to continue to run my business how I have been running it, which means I don't always have to be the face of my brand for my brand to be successful. Because everybody, you may see their name on Forbes list, but you don't know absolutely who they are. So, you know, that means that they have the wealth, but they don't want to be famous. And I really appreciate that, because at the end of the day, I really don't want to be famous. I love people that love me for me and my genuineness and, you know, my business and my brand, but I don't have to have the limelight. I love being behind the scenes, surprisingly.
No,
so
that's understandable.
I think that's my biggest.
Okay, yeah, definitely. When I was down there and I met you, I thought you were very humble and you were very nice to me, so I didn't get any of that, like, Hollywood diva stuff. So that's a good thing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good. That's not what Cupcake Mafia is about, and the first person would have to be, the first person to display that would be me. So, you know, if you ever come into my store, you will never see that. You will never feel like we're acting a certain way or treating you a certain way. It's not about that at all. We accept everybody, because even though we have tons of celebrities that wear our brand, it's those little people. It's those people. Recently we sent a package to a girl who purchased from us like almost 60 times. So
wow.
Those are the people that matter to our brand, not just, you know, the people that are popular or the people that have a million followers. I mean, at the end of the day, each and every person matters to us.
Right, right. Great. Well, that was all the questions that I have for you. Is there anything? Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and just tell us again what your upcoming projects are and how people can stay in touch with you.
So we're in the middle of dropping our Ride or Die collection. That's dropping October 1st. We're super excited about it. You can shop online, which is shopcupcakemafia.com. Our website is up, and we are relaunching our website within the next couple of weeks. You can follow us on Instagram at Cupcake Mafia TS. My personal Instagram is MZSKITCLEZ. And just follow us, join the mafia, and come shop at our store, which the address is 2115 Piedmont Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30324, Suite 1202. And make sure in the meantime, pick my book up from Amazon, iTunes, or anywhere books are sold.
All right. Ms. Skittles, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us tonight. And I wish you much success in everything that you do. And I just want to thank you again for being a guest on the show.
No problem. Have a sweet day.
All right, and if you're just tuning in, you're on the air with Talking with Empress Nick. We had a great, great show tonight. I want to thank my guest, Ms. Skittles, of the CEO of the Cupcake Mafia brand. I want to go ahead and thank my sponsors, the Sheraton Houston, Body by Gwen, Sensual Elegance Body, Renegade Revolt app, Power104FM.com, and Avnio TV. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in tonight. I really, really appreciate you guys. And just want to tell you again, if you have music submissions or if you'd like to advertise or be a sponsor on the show, you can email me at NicoleBanks@EmpressNick.com. Please stay in touch with me on social media. My Instagram is Talking with Empress Nick. My Twitter is Empress Nick. And my Facebook is Nicole Banks. If you're in the Charlotte area, just want to let you know I'm also an event planner. If you have a daughter or a niece, or if you're a guardian of a young girl, or even a mentor, if you have a mentee, if you mentor, you know, a young lady, I'm hosting an afternoon tea and a shopping soiree on the 21st of September, and you can get tickets at queenteasoiree.eventbrite.com. Be sure and tune in next Tuesday, same time, 8:15 p.m., on the Nicki Rich Show Network. I'll close out the show by saying stay humble, stay motivated, stay passionate.
Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today. Browse the hottest sources on the web for trending styles posted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Best Dudes. All from the Best Dudes app on your mobile device. Stay up on the latest beauty industry news and salon resources. Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today.
Hello, everybody. This is Saoya, and I am your host this evening for the Get Bodied with Saoya Brock on the Nicki Rich Show. And if you are tuned in, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And the song that you just heard, of course, is my intro song, G-A-W by Lami, CEO of Cali's Own Mafioso Music, Fashion, and Film. And a quick bio about me, of course, I am the owner of Sensual Elegance Body, which is the sponsor of the Nikki Rich Show. My business, Central Elegance Body, is based around waist training, of course, which is the hottest thing, you know, right now that women all over the world are buying to be able to help them lose weight in their midsection. You know, definitely with any type of weight loss goals, my company, you know, we provide name brand Colombian waist trainers and cinchers, body shapers and more. And you can definitely reach out to me by my email, which is Miss Beans, and that's MSBEANS3 at me.com. If you have any questions, anything that you ever really wanted to know about waist training, and that's basically what this particular segment is going to be about. I do have segments where, you know, different trainers I've had in the past. If you go to the Blog Talk Radio and you can see any of the past shows of my different guests that I've had on, and I kind of briefly talk about the waist training, but I really haven't gotten into it. So I really wanted to take this opportunity on this show to just basically talk about my business and, you know, what I have going on and, you know, for people who wonder, because I see people, you know, who support me and they tweet, you know, my stuff and they put my things on their Instagrams, but they always ask me, well, what is it that you do? You know, what is the waist training? And I think because I promote so much about, you know, this show that, you know, they kind of think that I'm just into fitness. And I'm not a personal trainer or anything like that. So that's definitely why, you know, I have different people on the show, because the ultimate goal is for people to gain a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, with working out, waist training, you know, eating right, detoxing, those type of things, it all coincides together to be healthy. And that's basically what, you know, the body portion, you know, of my company name is about, not just, you know, getting snatched with a waist trainer. My sizes that I carry, they run from extra small to 6X, because I'm not going to sell any type of product that cannot fit, you know, everyone. Of course, anything past the 6X, still you can reach out to me. I will give you whatever information that I have as far as, you know, dieting, detoxes, body cleanses, you know, workouts, things that can get you started on your journey to where you can start losing the weight. And, you know, nothing out there, no matter what it is, there's no magic. There's no magic in to losing weight. You have to want it. You have to want to do it. You have to get up. You have to get moving. And that's basically, you know, what it's all about and what I try to promote and try to keep myself different, you know, from everyone else and not basically follow a trend, as some people call it. Now, you can definitely follow my Instagram. My company Instagram is SenElBody. I had to abbreviate it. So it's SenElBody. You can follow me on my Twitter, which is Miss Beans 3, MSBEANS3. I do tweet a bunch of things. I put everything on my Instagram. I put everything on my Facebook. I've, you know, had celebrity clients that I've worked with in the past, different things that I've done, you know, with my business to try to get people aware, because, you know, a lot of celebrities, a lot of them may not do a lot of surgery like what people think. Nobody really knew that a lot of celebrities that you watch on TV all the time or different artists that you see and you wonder, you know, how they got their bodies. Of course, they, you know, may eat right and they may have personal trainers and things like that, but, you know, they do waist train. So it just kind of, it was a Hollywood secret, basically. And then it just kind of got out and, you know, it just became, you know, the hottest trend. Anything that you see a celebrity wear or a celebrity do, then a lot of people, you know, they want to do it. And that's basically, you know, what happened, to the point that now, you know, everybody's doing it and nobody's ashamed of it, which is what I like about the waist training, is that, you know, women aren't ashamed anymore, because now everybody wants to get in the gym. You know, everybody wants to go walking or they want to climb the mountains, and that's really you know, what I promote is for people to be healthy. Anything that you do in a business, you know, you want to make a difference in people's lives. It's, you know, of course you want to make the money or whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to do something that's meaningful. You want to do something that's memorable, and that's basically what, you know, my business is about. Now, a lot of people, again, you know, they don't know what waist training is. So this evening, you know, that's what we're going to talk about. So waist training is definitely different from the body magic that people know and the original corsets. The original corsets are the corsets we knew, you know, back in the early, what, 20s, 40s, where, you know, the women were wearing the corsets, where you had to tie them up in the back. Because of these types of waist trainers that I sell, it brought the corsets back, and it became more popular, you know, to actually get into an original corset that ties up. However, you know, anything excessive, it can be damaging. So what I like about the waist trainer garments, which are the latex and the non-latex, that you don't have to tie up, they're not damaging to the body. They're not going to reconstruct your organs. You know, a lot of people want to know, is it safe? You know, of course, it is going to help shape you, but you have to work with the garment. You can wear the garment 8 hours a day or more. It's not going to do any type of damage to you to where it's rearranging anything. It's basically formed and it's made with the materials of latex to make you sweat out the toxins. Sweat out your toxins. It gives you a compression when you're working out. You drink a lot of water so you can stay hydrated. And within 30 days, you'll start to see a difference because while you're wearing it, you know, it's helping, you know, it's helping shrink inches from your waist. Definitely when you put it on, you're going to shrink at least 1 to 3 inches while as soon as you put it on. So you're going to see a difference immediately. And then within the first 30 days, you'll definitely see, you know, a permanent difference as long as you're, you know, working out and, again, you know, eating and drinking right. What I like to promote to women is, you know, try some type of challenge. If you have maybe a 2-week challenge you want to start out with, eating clean and, you know, drinking water, doing some type of, you know, workout along with your waist training and just see how that goes for the first 2 weeks. And then after that, you know, go into, you know, a 30-day, you know, workout or something, whatever, you know, your target areas may be. And with the waist trainers, you can cover more than just your waist. We do have vests available. So you can get a vest, the 2-hook or the 3-hook. The 3-hooks are actually a new item, and I'll give the website to where, you know, people can go look at that as well. But the vest, they have a 3-hook, and the 3-hooks, it takes you down 2 sizes instead of taking you down, you know, 1 size opposed to, you know, just the 2-row hooks. And with the vest, it'll cover, you know, your shoulders, it'll cover your back. If, you know, anyone has, you know, back fat and they're trying to get rid of that, it definitely covers the waist area, the love handle. So all of that along with, you know, the underbelly, all of that is covered. The good thing about wearing a waist trainer or even one of the vests is when you're working out and you're in the gym, a lot of people, they may not know, you know, how they need to be postured correctly. You know, wonder why you get in the gym and you're not really losing the weight or you're not seeing, you know, seeing anything effective because you're not postured correctly. You know, you may not, you know, just be positioned the way you need to be, and that's what I like about the waist trainers because, one, it gives you great back posture. So for anyone who, you know, has back problems, this is definitely, you know, a great product. And when you're in the gym, again, it's going to give you the compression that you need. So as you're working out, you know, you are being effective because it's already positioning you, you know, correctly. For a lot of people who may, you know, sit at a desk all day, you may sit at a desk, but, you know, because you're sitting up in a chair, it doesn't necessarily mean you're sitting up properly. So if you're wearing one of the waist trainers and you're sitting at your desk, you're constantly straight up, and, you know, you're able to function a little better because you're not slumped over. And if you do your research, you know, on waist training, I tell everybody, you know, do your research before anything that you think that you intake, you know, that has to do with your body, because this is our body, this is all we have, you know, and that's it. And you want to take care of it, you know. You want to be around to do all of the things that it is, you know, that you want to do for as long as you can do them. So you definitely want to, you know, do your research. Don't take anybody's word, you know, for gold, you know, when it comes to your body. But, again, I definitely have, you know, information, you know, for anyone, you know, who is interested, or, like I said, if you just need just detox information. Of course, anybody who watches Dr. Oz, you know, they've seen the fat flush drinks that's on Dr. Oz. I've tried them myself, and they actually do work, and it works so much that it's just super popular now, because it's pretty much not anywhere that, you know, you're going to go when you don't see people who are serving water with fruit in it, whether it's grapefruit, whether it's strawberries, whether it's lemons. Pretty much that's what, you know, that's what everybody's drinking now, because it is a flush drink. But what I've noticed is I see people drinking the flush drinks, but they're not eating correctly. It's all a process. If you're going to do the flush drinks, you also, you know, want to eat clean while you're doing, you know, those flush drinks. So if you want to take 10 days, and, again, this is something that, you know, you can Google and you can look up, you want to work out the 10 days, you want to do the flush drinks for the 10 days, and then you also want to eat clean for the 10 days, because then at that point you'll see, you know, a better result, opposed to not eating healthy, but yet you're, you know, drinking water with lemons and stuff in it, and it's not being effective, because really all you're doing is you're drinking water with lemon in it. You want a body cleanse. You know, you definitely want to try some type of body cleanse. You know, do your research, find out what body cleanse is going to be, you know, best for you based on your knowledge of your health. And you want to cleanse based on you. So that way you can release a lot of the things, you know, that are built up, you know, inside, that, you know, just normal things that, you know, we eat can just kind of sit through the course of time, through the course of years. It just sits, and the fact that it's just sitting, we got to get rid of it. And that's where a lot of people's weight comes from. They may be small in their frame, but you have that pot belly. Most of the time, it's just waste. It's waste that you need to, you know, get rid of. And in order for, you know, those muscles and everything to start forming underneath, you want to get rid of some of that stuff while you're working out. So definitely, if you go to my website, it's www.sensualelegancebody.bigcartel.com. You can visit my website. You can look at all of the products that I have, you know, available, you know, for waist training. You can also look at some of the detox drinks that are there, some of the body cleanses, things that I personally do myself. So I don't just push a product, and I don't just tell people, you know, about eating clean and things like that. These are all things that I have done, you know, and I did my research on, and I share it, you know, with my friends, my family, my customers. I'm sharing it with you. You know, things that are natural, you know, nothing that I haven't tried myself, and I definitely know, you know, that it works. I always ask people if there's anything that they've tried, anything that they know that is effective. I'll, you know, send it to me, email it to me. I'll do my research on it, and if it's something that I feel, you know, hey, this is something that I would like to share with people, then I'll definitely, you know, do that. And that's the purpose of the show, getting a lot of different people with different outlooks, different aspects of, you know, fitness and health and wellness, because you get a lot of good information opposed to just hearing something from one person. And so that's really, you know, why I do this show. Definitely glad to be able, you know, to do this show, and Nikki Rich giving the platform, you know, for me to be able to talk to people, because I get so many emails, you know, from women all over the world. I get so many tags and comments, inboxes, DMs, you know, from a lot of different people. So I felt like this show was really great to be able to have people come and help me, you know, tell, you know, other people about, you know, different types of, you know, fitness and different things as far as, you know, our health and our wellness, because I definitely want to see people, you know, live a little longer, you know, and wanting to be healthy and wanting, you know, to feel good about themselves. And that's really what it's about. It's all about, you know, self-esteem. And a lot of times it's our look. If we don't feel like we look good, then we're not, you know, it's gonna show in our attitude. It's going to show in everything it is that we do, how we feel when we're at work, how we feel around, you know, people, how we deal with our relationships. If we're not happy with ourselves, then we're just not happy, and that's just what it is. So For me, I love when I talk to people and they tell me certain things have changed in their lives because them going on my page, just seeing something on my page, or, you know, they started walking and, you know, they started noticing a difference in their body, and now they got other people doing it with them, you know, things like that. You know, that's what it's all about. And again, that's what, you know, I promote, is that you want to feel good about yourself. And if I can help anybody, then I've done my job at the end of the day. You know, and that's what keeps me going. It's a lot of negativity with anything that you may do. You're going to have the good and the bad with it. You can't please everybody. Definitely, you just can't please everybody. But at the same time, when, you know, stuff is just stressed out with the emails and everything, then I'll get that one email from somebody, and it's like, oh, I wish I could just share it. I mean, I get a lot of, you know, good feedback from women, and women who haven't even purchased from me. Just the fact that they've been on my page and they've seen, you know, certain things, or they've seen videos that I've made of my customers. And I'm really big on making videos of my customers. I like to keep track of them, you know, their progress, what it is they're doing, you know, so they can share their weight loss goals, and it's real people. It's real people. A lot of times you can go to different websites and, you know, people's Instagrams, and they're not real people. Usually they're models, you know. They're somebody, you know, that was hired to put the trainers on, or, you know, and that's not what I do. I haven't hired anybody. Everybody that's on my page, the videos that I make, they're all customers. Everyone who has purchased from me and who have true stories, you know, of waist training and eating healthy and, you know, just doing, you know, the things that I do. If I do a smoothie challenge, next thing you know, everybody just hits me up like, oh, my God, you're doing a smoothie challenge. I want to do it too. So now I got, you know, almost 100-something plus people rocking with me for 2 weeks doing a smoothie challenge. I just posted up some new smoothies by Dole, and it was amazing that when I posted the picture of the Dole smoothie shakers that you can go get, next thing you know, I get a like on my Instagram from Dole. They also retweeted on my Twitter, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then, 2 days later, a couple of, you know, my followers and even my customers posted up on my Facebook, like, hey, I went and got the Dole, you know, smoothie shakers, and they're really good. So a lot of people watch me. A lot of people watch. A lot of people listen. And, you know, they kind of take my word for gold. So I definitely do my research before, you know, I post anything. Like I said, at the end of the day, whether anybody purchases anything or not, I still can help somebody, and that's what it's all about. If I get 1 to 2 people a week that's willing to change, you know, their lifestyle, then I've done my job. So definitely I always have a sale that's going on. A lot of people do sales maybe for the weekend, or, you know, there may be a sale because it's a special holiday. My sale is every single day. Not only are they good prices, but you also get an additional 15% off. So if you do go to my website, you can definitely put in RED, R-E-D-D, 15, and get 15% off. And the reason for that RED 15 promotion is definitely because I worked with RED from the Bad Girls Club, And, you know, she's wore my products. She's wearing them now. So definitely shout outs to her. So the Red 15, you can definitely get the 15% off. So, again, my Instagram is SenElBody, SenElBody. The link is in the bio, so you can definitely go to my website from there. And we're going to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors of the show, you know, besides, you know, myself for the Nikki Rich Show, but, of course, Toyota, Sheraton Hotel, North Texas, Renegade Revolt app, Avneo TV, Power 104, and Body by Gwen. And also be ready for the moment. So Avneo TV, everybody go subscribe to that. And that's Avneo, OVNIOTV.com. Go subscribe. You'll be able to watch the Nikki Rich Show there on Channel 99. You definitely don't want to miss that. You know, if you've ever seen Nikki Rich's Instagram and see a couple of 15-second clips of, you know, red carpet events that she's been at, you know, anybody that she's interviewed, you know, now you're able to go to Channel 99 and you're actually able to watch completely, you know, all of the different people, you know, that she's interviewed, all your favorite, you know, movie stars, your favorite, you know, rappers, you know, any place that she's been, it's definitely on Channel 99. Be ready for the moment. So you definitely want to go and check that out. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to break real quick, and we're going to go to a break, and then we are going to come back. Stay tuned.
Like the game should be played from the start. Start off playing.
All right. Hello, everybody, and we are back. This is your girl. If you're just tuning in, this is Saoya, and this is my segment on the Nikki Rich Show, and it is Getting Bodied with Saoya Brock. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to close out the show, but I just want to let everybody know next week, I definitely want you to tune in next week. We got a great show. I do have a guest that's coming on that she's going to give us a breakdown of some mental health, wellness, finance. So everybody who don't have their money together, want to get their money together, if you want to learn about bankruptcy, if you want to learn about, you know, finances and starting your own business, staying afloat, you definitely want to listen to this show because we want to relieve some financial stress. We want to relieve some financial stress. And I have two artists that are going to come on the show and they're going to talk to us. We're actually going to have Ramio on. And if nobody knows who Ramio is, he is signed with the rapper The Game, Blood Money. So he's going to be on my show next week. I'm excited about that. And then also the artist that I've been promoting, Varsity, he actually called in. We got him on the line. He's going to come on next week, and he's going to talk with us. And we're going to drop some of his music and see what it is that he has going on. So I wanted to save that for, you know, my next segment. We're going to kind of make that a Music Money segment. So definitely tune in Tuesday. So Varsity, he's on the line, and real quick, I'm going to let him go ahead and shout himself out. And anybody that's listening, if you want to get with him, definitely check my page. You'll be able to see, you know, little snippets of his music. You know, me and Nikki Rich, we've been promoting him really hard. So definitely go check him out. But Varsity, you on the line?
Yes, sir. It's Varsity.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A. Ryan Yeezy from Elm City. You feel me? New Haven, Connecticut, repping Yale Nueva. So definitely be a pleasure to be on your show next week and talking about everything we're getting into. So
That's good. So we're going to have him on next week, and everybody will be able, you know, to tune in. And, you know, if you want to call in, definitely you guys tune in and call in, see what both of the guys got going on as far as their music and everything. I actually was talking with Romeo earlier today, you know, and just seeing what he had going on. I've been keeping in contact with him, so he got some new music dropping. So it's going to be, you know, new music dropping, you know, and again, talking about financing and everything, you know, getting everybody's money together. So besides getting your waist snatched, I'm also get your pocket snatched. So definitely can't wait for everybody to tune in for that. So again, if y'all want to check me out, you can follow my Instagram, which is SenElBody, SenElBody. You can check me on Facebook, Saoya Brock, plain and simple. You can also follow my management page, Zuname Management. So any artists out there that want to get your music dropped, definitely hit me up on Zuname Management so we can get your music dropped, do some promotion, things like that. I'm, of course, out here in ATL, so a lot of things are popping here. Definitely know a lot of people. So if you need some help with anything, definitely let me know. And everybody who's tuned in, I definitely thank you for tuning in. And Varsity, again, I thank you for calling in, and we definitely going to chop it up with you next week. And besides that, we are out. Peace and love. Y'all stay cool.
Give you a the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20.